this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Christian, and that is Geiger.
I'm straight. I'm not gay. I'm straight.
And we are your hosts with The Post, and we're back again with another episode of Trivial Hirsute.
That's right.
America's favorite game show.
Mm-hmm. The ratings are through the roof.
Apparently people like it when we do this, and you know what? It means less work for us, and I really like that a lot. So,
yeah, now, the folks seem to like playing at home.
We seem to piss a lot of people off. And I hope to continue that with this week's episode. Now, Geiger, it is February. We're recording this towards the end of it. February, you got a lot of stuff going on. You have Valentine's Day, right? You got President's Day.
Okay.
But
which I believe we did trivia on.
We did. We sure did. But what February is probably best known for is that it is Black History Month.
Cool.
So in order for us two pasty-ass white honkies to celebrate Black History Month this February, I decided to test your knowledge on this magnanimous holiday.
Sound great. It's a holiday. The whole month?
It's a whole month. It's like when white women say, it's my birthday month. And then,
gotcha.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, well, hey, when's White History Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd like to know.
I only celebrate Black Trans History Month, which is every month for me. So all I care about is Black Trans History. So I'll see if I can do anything on this one. Granted, I might be too wokest in my studies.
Yeah, right. The podcast has gone woke. Something you'll never hear us say. Terrific. Well, why don't we kick it off here with this Black History Month trivia questions is the name of this quiz. Really great, really creative over there. Question number one. Gerald Ford was the first honorary Black president. Gerald Ford was the first president to recognize Black History Month, which he did during the U.S. bicentennial. What year was that?
Okay, well, to answer this, you have to know one of three things.
Yes.
One, what a bicentennial is.
Sure.
Two, if you do know that, you'd have to know when the country was founded.
Sure.
Or three, you just know when the bicentennial was, because that was just one of those things you always heard growing up. Fortunately, I know all three.
Okay.
The answer is 1976.
That is correct. So what is that now? 50 years ago, we were first celebrated Black History Month.
Almost, yep. We're coming up on the 250 years of the greatest country ever. Pretty impressive. 250 years and not a bad one. Not a bad year in the bunch.
Sir, it keeps getting better and better.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Come
pretty
on.
Impressive. Man.
Great. Well, let's keep rolling on this Black History Month with question number two. While Black History Month originated in the U.S., what three other countries recognize Black History Month?
Wow, this could be a funny list.
Sure could.
So it's not a multiple choice, it sounds.
It's not a multiple choice. Nope, these are just...
Yeah, that's tough. So three of the countries do Black History Month, huh? All right. Mm-hmm. So, well, let's see if I can have some fun with this. I'll go with Canada, since they just copy a lot of what we do in general. Let's go with, what would be a good one? Where are there a lot of blacks at? It's Jamaica. And Let's throw a little curveball in there. Iceland.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I'm gonna say that for a scoring purpose that you got 33% correct on
Hey,
this one.
okay, not bad.
So the three, and this is, I think these are pretty funny, just on there. The three are Canada, so you were correct.
Perfect.
Ireland,
Oh, okay.
pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the United Kingdom. So
Yeah. I almost
Canada.
said England, which, or
Yeah.
whatever, UK, same thing.
So Canada celebrates Black History Month in February, just like us, and the others celebrate it in October.
There's not 28 black people between those three countries, and somehow they're going to have a whole month celebrating them, huh? Okie dokie.
Cool.
What's next?
Question number three, mathematician
Oh.
Katherine J. Johnson, portrayed by Taraji P. Henson in the film Hidden Figures, provided calculations crucial to the work of what organization?
All right, so I do know the answer to this, I think. Never saw the movie. Don't think it was made with me in mind, personally, but I did. I do recall the story making the rounds and how quickly it was debunked by many racists online. I believe it was NASA.
That is correct. Yes, these brave black sisters were the little, they were basically calculators to get us to the moon, which obviously was a work of fiction, because not only women are not allowed to work at NASA, but they're not allowed to do math. So,
Right.
and black
Also,
women,
didn't go to the moon either, so
forget what you
just
did.
a lot of wrong there.
Very cool. All right, terrific. Well, question number four. Founded in February 1837, the Cheney University of Pennsylvania is the country's oldest what?
It's this is a university that was founded in 1837. Is that what
That's
I heard?
correct. Yes, founded in 1837, the Cheney University of Pennsylvania is the country's oldest what?
Well, seeing how there's no mention of black people at all in this question, I'd have to assume it's related to the topic, despite that. So, if I were to guess, I would say it's one of these historically black colleges. Although, can you found a historically black college, or you found a college that black people go to, and then later it becomes a historically black college?
You know, I think we don't want to overthink it too much. I would just go
Okay.
with your first answer, which is historically black college or HBCU,
That's right.
Head Bitch College University. Cheney was originally called the African Institute. Wonder why they changed that. That seems strange. Interesting.
I thought HBCU, he'd be seeing you. That's I thought it was just shortened to that.
Is that what
He'd be
blacks?
seeing you.
That's what
That's what I
Black
thought that's
Santa
what it was.
says. He be seeing you.
Don't worry, folks. I did notice that most of the Disney Plus Christmas movies this year had a Black Santa, and I wrote that down in my little notebook that I keep for special occasions.
Wonderful. All right. Moving right along here. In 1892, Biddle University and Livingston College faced off in the first what between black colleges?
What year?
1892.
Okay. Well, this was a big time for this sort of thing to be popping up left and right. I would guess, based on context clues alone, I would say football game.
That is correct.
All right.
Wonderful. The Biddle University won by a score of 5-0.
It's not a common score anymore.
You really don't see that anymore. No.
We don't see that a lot anymore,
That's
as a
it.
certain Twitter user would say. Great.
Hey, what, you're doing pretty damn good here
Well,
for Whitey.
I am, as I said, I'm very, very educated
About black history.
about blacks.
Terrific. Question number six. What summer holiday commemorates the emancipation of black slaves in the United States?
Well, this is one we have discussed before. I don't know. Did we ever do a full episode on this holiday? I don't remember.
I don't think so, no.
Maybe it was just some great posts that were brought up around that time by all sorts of folks online. Because I believe the answer is Juneteenth.
It is Juneteenth, which is celebrated appropriately enough on June 19th. And I get off work. So thanks, slaves.
Well, thanks to the slave masters, really, because they're the ones that actually got the news to those guys. So thank you to
Hey,
all the
y'all.
great slave masters
You're
out
not
there.
gonna, hey, all y'all, you ain't gonna have to work today. But tomorrow, you're gonna have to work double.
Wow, it's like slavery was never ended. It's the way I feel at work. But I'm sitting at that desk
When you're sitting at the desk,
browsing Pinterest.
yeah, eating your free popcorn. Yeah.
Yep, I feel start singing some songs, some hymns.
Would rock. Oh, boy.
Boy, HR would have a doozy with that one.
You say what? I'm just, I'm a fan of the culture. My brother. Question number seven. When Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on the bus, what did she do for a living?
Oh, that's a good question. I actually should know this for several reasons, but I don't remember. So I'm going to say a slave. I should remember.
Probably shouldn't say slave either
Oh,
way.
right.
But
You said it first, but that's okay.
the correct answer was that she was a seamstress at the Montgomery Fair department store in Montgomery, Alabama.
That makes more sense, yeah.
He said, "My ass is not moving to the back. Forget it."
That is not my job.
And thanks to her, we have the great Outcast song about her, called Rosa Parks. Oh, question number eight. Formed in 1925, the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters was America's first black what?
Sleeping with what?
The Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. So this would be people that are putting bags on a sleeping car of a train.
Oh my God. That's never heard of such a thing, but all right. Well, what year did it say what year this was?
1925.
Well, I'm gonna go with a union.
That is correct, sir. It was the first labor union whose membership reached 18,000 at its height. A lot of people. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that is an extremely specific job that in no way would have a union nowadays
Oh, no,
or have anything but just some guys who don't speak English very well just doing that.
just launching your bags into that. You ever watch your bags get loaded on an airplane? Boy, that's, I'll tell you what, that's tough. It's tough just to.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, those guys don't care a whole lot. I've noticed that.
That's okay. We love them anyways. Question number nine. In the mid-1970s, a young Barack Obama worked his first job in Honolulu. Where did he work?
Well, I don't think he was a seamstress. So I don't have any possible idea, but I will say, we know he was later, he was a gay prostitute and then the president. So something in Hawaii. Let's go with like one of those like spam chefs. The chef. Let's go the chef.
Interesting. Okay. So you're saying he made hot spam. He actually scooped ice cream,
Okay.
Baskin-Robbins, and his first date with Michelle, probably at that point was probably still Michael, was
Right.
also at a Baskin-Robbins.
Wow. Romantic. Let's see. Baskin Robbins. Let's see. Are they the 31 flavors? Is that
Yes.
them? Or is that
Or
TCBY?
no, T I don't think TCBY is around anymore.
There's no way that's still around anymore. I was trying to think. Someone's like, what's the best flavor? And he's like, let me be clear. It's Superman. But it just doesn't work in the right way that I want it to work. So that's the best I'm going to give you. Sorry, everybody. Fill in the bit at home. That's what I just did for you.
Build your own bit.
Yeah. I gave you the best I can give you right now, and the rest is in God's hands.
Cool. Question number 10.
10. Okay.
In
Too many
2000,
Ks.
in 2015, Viola Davis became the first black woman to win an Emmy Award for lead actress in a drama for her work on what killer hit?
What show, what year again?
2015.
Yeah, I don't know anything that lady's been in, certainly not on TV. Oh, brother. Killer hit. Is killer some sort of
It's a
clever?
it's a hint. It's a
Okay.
bit of a hint.
Well, the only show I can think of with a killer right now is Dexter. So I'm going with Dexter. Granted, I know almost every show has killers in it, but the only one I can think of right now is Dexter.
The show title was How to Get Away with Murder. So, not Dexter. Classically a white cis male.
Well, there's
That'd be
other
really
characters.
it'd be really funny if they just like in the middle of a show they just like recast. Oh, I guess that's what they do with Doctor Who. Never mind. They just recast
Yeah,
it with
no.
whoever and they're like, this is the same guy. And it's like, no, it's not.
Yeah, that
Bad.
could work with Dexter.
Just
Dexter Who?
just shows up. It's one episode's Whoopi Goldberg as Dexter.
That was a show I remember enjoying like 3 seasons, and then I think it was like that, and then like the first episode of the next season, I was like, oh, this sucks, and I never thought about it again. I did that a lot with shows.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do that, honestly. And then you just end up watching Sopranos again anyway, so that's fine.
That's right.
Question number 11, Zydeco, a music genre that blends blues, R&B, and the indigenous music of Louisiana Creole and Native Americans of Louisiana, heavily features what instrument?
Oh man. Why does this not ring true to me? Zydeco. Well, I'm just gonna say accordion.
Oh my God, he nailed it, ladies and
Yeah,
gentlemen.
I knew it was something. It was that or like a steel guitar or some just offbeat bullshit instrument. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Zydeco. I can picture that.
Terrific. We got four more questions on this quiz here.
I'm doing pretty great, I
You
gotta
are
say.
doing pretty well. You are. Yeah, you got a out of the current 11, You've got 7 1/4 and 1/3. So not terrible. Question number 12, known by the nickname Mr. Civil Rights, who was the first black justice on the Supreme Court?
Oh boy. Well, it's not our dear friend Clarence Thomas, but it's another guy who's black. Oh Lordy. It's one of those names I've heard before. I just no, it's not. Is it Thurgood Marshall?
Holy shit. Yes, it is. Mr.
You
Civil Rights himself.
I've never heard that nickname for anybody. I thought that was like, is that MLK? What the fuck? I've never heard
Mr.
anyone
Civil
called
Rights,
Mr.
Bernie
Civil
Mac.
Rights. The Civil Rights. That'll be my Bernie Mac impression, which we'll go into in depth in our Bernie Mac episode of the podcast. Or just go back and listen to our Bernie Sanders episode and pretend it's about Bernie Mac.
Bernie Sanders, Bernie Mac. There's something there. We could work with that. Terrific. Question number 13. Vanessa Williams is now known as a singer and actress, but she originally rocketed to fame in 1983 as the first black woman to win what?
Oh, just thinking about her the other day. A role in the movie The Eraser.
Oh, with Arnold, sure, yeah.
Dr. Schwarzenegger, yeah. She won something in 1983 as a black lady, is that what we're being told?
The first black woman to win this.
Huh.
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess so. She was a singer, did very radio friendly soul. The early 90s when all the soft radio stations were dominated by this shit. And what's that guy's name?
Eric Cartman.
And some other folks too. I'm gonna go with just the best Grammy.
No, she won
No.
Miss America.
Oh, that's right.
And then there was a big hubbub because it turned out she had posed nude, and I believe she got her crown taken away because of it, because she showed off her big black bush.
She was a goddamn whore, as it turned out.
Folks, go ahead and Google Vanessa Williams' Big Black Bush and
Don't
then
mind if I do.
jack off.
Oh, it's on The Fappening.
Boy,
Not sure if
what can't you
it's
find on the Fappening, huh?
that's
What a
bizarre
great website.
that the Fappening leak images from 40 years ago. Not quite from the cloud. How do they not know that
Well, they didn't have the internet back then.
yeah, it's weird. She, lady could just pose and do it in a national magazine, and then it takes several years for people to be like, wait a second.
Hold on a tick.
Very funny that they stripped a lady for that. Ironically.
Trump had something to do with Miss America too back at that time, so really strange. All
What
right.
hasn't that guy gotten his mitts on? His tiny mitts.
Yeah, how about a Cheeto in chief, huh? Question number 14. George Washington Carver developed around 300 different products, from cheese to milk to dye and soap, all using what ingredient?
Well, this is one's a classic. This man loved these little guys. What like nowadays we would just consider this guy to be wildly autistic, right? Like, I'm just gonna spend my entire life just playing with peanuts and coming up with different 1,000 different ways to use all these goddamn peanuts that are
That's right.
in my yard, I guess.
Soap from peanuts. That sounds absolutely horrible.
God, it's bad enough you get a little peanut butter on your hand. You're making a sandwich. shit can't come off. Imagine your body just slathered in it.
Yeah. It's great for getting gum out of kids' hair, though, folks. If you got kids, keep that in mind. Terrific. All right. Question number 15. Last one for this quiz.
All right. Here we go, folks.
In 1989, what now actor won the first Grammy Award for a rap performance, but boycotted the awards because they wouldn't show the rap category on TV?
What year is this?
1989.
Now actor?
A rapper, now actor.
Okay, so we got a few options here, folks. And around that time, well, I'm thinking I'm leaning Ice. Cube or tea, I'm not sure. And I remember Ice-T had some beef back then with various folks because he produced a song called Cop Killer. That was a couple years after, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
Ice Cube was in an outfit called what?
NWA.
Oh, okay. I always forget what that's the NWA stands for. Can you just edgy? I'm sure you know. So
oh, I do. I own multiple CDs.
You own multiple what? Multiple NWAs? brother. Well, since I am unsure, I am going to, and I guess it could also be someone else. Let's see, some other actors. Snoop Dogg, he wasn't big back then yet. No, not in the 80s. Vanilla Ice, he was still a couple years away. Probably wouldn't be mentioned on the Black History Month thing, you know, now that I think about it. That leaves Eminem right out. Mos Def became an actor in the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy film. I don't know what else he did besides that, but I know he was a rapper. Well, I'm gonna go with Ice.
Terrific. The answer is Will Smith.
Okay. Oh, that's right. He did. God damn that. You know what? You're right. That makes a lot of sense because in the 80s, that we're still into like the children's rap music was still big.
Will
the
Smith
hippity hoppities and shit.
And
like that.
DJ Jazzy Jeff won the Grammy for their hit. Parents just don't understand.
Like 3 years later, Cop Killer came out. That genre fucking rocketed.
You got quickly. 10 years before that, you had about eating food at your friend's house and having diarrhea, Rapper's Delight, to My Mom and Dad Are Mad at Me, to Shoot Police in the Head Because They're Pigs.
Yep. What a lovely trend. Music doesn't do that often. You got to give them that.
We haven't had a good song about killing cops in a while, so.
Yep. Except for, let's see, what's funny? boy, I wish I knew. I don't know, man. How'd I do overall? Can we talk
overall,
about that?
Yes. Overall, out of 15, you got 9 1/3 correct.
Okay.
So. You'd pass. You'd pass.
9 1/3 out of 15?
Out of 15, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, yeah. Okay. I guess that math checks out. Yeah. Guess that's pretty good, all things considered. Boy, Will Smith, you just don't think of Will Smith as like you think of Ice-T, Ice Cube as former rappers who later just sort of became actors, but Will Smith is like, okay, he was an actor who for fun was a rapper.
Dicked around a little bit, yeah.
Big Willie style.
It's all in it. Na 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 na. Yeah, that's right, folks. In celebration of Black History Month, go ahead and illegally download the 1999 album Will.i.am, and have yourself a wonderful evening. Join us next week for some other gay thing.
Yep. And go back and watch every single sitcom from 2000 to 2004 where the goofy dad said, "Hey kids, I'm getting jiggy with it."
Oh, I think it was a lot past that, man.
We're going to bring it back, folks, huh? Getting jiggy with it.
Good night, everybody.